Chapter 4. A Present from a Stranger. I desperately wanted to be accepted by Estella. I realized I could never become well-educated just by attending old Mrs. Wopsle's evening school. So I asked Mr. Wopsle's cousin Biddy to teach me everything she knew. She helped me as much as she could, but I knew it would take a long time to reach Estella's level. One evening I went to fetch Joe from the village pub, where my sister sometimes allowed him to smoke his pipe and have a beer. Mr. Wopsle and Joe were sitting with a stranger, a man I'd never seen before. One of his eyes was half closed, and he wore a big hat, which covered most of his head. He suddenly looked interested when I arrived, and rubbed his leg in a rather strange way. He had just ordered hot rum for the three of them.
"It's lonely country round here, gentlemen," he said.
"Yes," said Joe,
"just marshes down to the river."
"Do people ever spend the night on the marshes?"
"No," replied Joe, "except an escaped prisoner sometimes. Difficult to find, they are. Went out to look for one once, me and Mr. Wopsle and young Pip here, didn't we, Pip?"
"Yes, Joe."
The stranger looked at me with his good eye.
"What's his name? Pip? Your son, is he?"
"The boy is the blacksmith's wife's brother," explained Mr. Wopsle, in his official church clerk's voice.